I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The word ceasefire has been used a lot this summer. Israelis and Palestinians managed to stick to a recent ceasefire in hostilities in Gaza, and another ceasefire announced today, this one to calm the fighting in eastern Ukraine. The thing about ceasefires, in the midst of conflict, it's hard to say whether they will lead to lasting peace. But with Ukraine, this much is certain. The conflict there has already galvanized the North Atlantic Treaty Organization into action. At their meeting in Wales, President Obama and 27 other NATO leaders approved a new rapid reaction force. To find out just what that means, we turn to Julian Lindley French. He's a NATO expert at the Institute of Statecraft in London.
In a sense, it's all wine in new bottles. It's a multinational rapid reaction force, some 5,000 strong. The objective of the force is to provide what is known as strategic reassurance to the allies in the Eastern Alliance in the event of aggression by Russia. There are some new aspects of it. Pre-positioning of equipment in the Eastern Allies is a new thing. And in a sense, it builds on the old 1980s, 1990s reforger exercises the Americans led, by which, in a sense, this force would be the first responder to any act of aggression, waiting for the U.S. 7th Cavalry to come riding over the horizon.
Do you think this rapid reaction force, though, is going to be a calming factor, or will it be provocative?
Look, let's be clear. NATO is made up of sovereign, independent, free states. There is no sense of any of this force ever being outside NATO's borders. If those free sovereign states collectively together decide that that force should be stationed on their territory, it is their sovereign right. Now, if others, most notably Moscow, decide that it is an act of aggression, well then, clearly that says more about Moscow's state of mind than that of the alliance. But it's absolutely critical, let me be clear about this, that NATO reassures all its allies that their defense is meaningful. I made a speech in Riga a couple of years ago where I put to NATO leaders the need to pass the Riga test, that the people, the citizens of Riga, Latvia, can sleep safe in their sound in their beds, safe in the knowledge that NATO's collective defense is real and meaningful. Therefore, given events elsewhere, as we speak, in Europe, in Ukraine, it strikes me as absolutely critical that those good people of Riga must be reassured that NATO is indeed their collective defense.
Yeah, do you think 5,000 troops will provide that reassurance?
Well, it's a tripwire, as I said. 5,000 will trigger a much bigger response downstream should, heaven forbid, we ever find ourselves in that kind of crisis. But I do think it's entirely appropriate, as the Secretary General has said, that NATO takes these steps to reassure all allies, East, West, North American and European, that NATO is a credible alliance in the 21st century.
Well, in addition to this rapid reaction force, NATO agreed to some other measures like NATO holding military exercises in Ukraine, which is not a NATO member, of course. What do you think the reaction is going to be in Moscow to all of this?
Well, it depends on the nature of this ceasefire. My sense of Moscow, to be blunt, is that if they effectively create a protectorate built around Donetsk and Luhansk, and they achieve a corridor between Russia and Crimea, my sense is that they've got what they want. The rest of Ukraine can be Europe's problems. Remember, given the depth of the Eurozone crisis, for many Europeans, the NATO meeting wasn't the most important meeting this week. It was the meeting of the European Central Bank in a desperate effort to solve the now permanent Eurozone crisis. The idea that the Europeans would be saddled with the cost of saving the broken Ukrainian economy might appeal to some Moscow strategists if they've achieved what they want, which is basically to hive off those parts of eastern Ukraine into some form of protectorate, which strikes me as being the real Russian political objective.
Julian Lindley French at the Institute of Statecraft in London, thanks so much for your time.
Not at all. Thank you, Marco.